You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship, WMIE. We want to thank you for joining us for the Refresh radio program. We're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 today, so if you want to turn there, that would get you where we're going to be. But my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We'd love to invite you out to worship with us. We just love Jesus and want to be a blessing wherever we can be. If that sounds like something that would interest you and helping you in your journey of faith with God, we'd love to come alongside with you. And as I preach in a message, I may share that a little bit later in our programs here, not today, but about a message I was studying, and all of a sudden, in my preparation for a different message, the Spirit of God quickened another message to me, and I ended up preaching that. And it talks about that we should be, as the body of Christ, standing with one another. And so if you would love to have a body of believers standing with you, whether you're believing for an unsaved loved one to be saved, a sick family member to be healed, or breakthrough in your spiritual life, we'd love to stand in faith with you. So I'd like to say thank you to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured business. They're a family-based business. They're here in Brevard County. They live in Merritt Island, but they go all over the county providing their full array of landscaping products, whether it's landscaping services, artificial turf, or carefully designed putting greens, paver installation, water, landscape lighting, water features, or landscape repair. They come in and they do it with a great deal of passion and a great deal of skill. I was talking with one of their customers who happens to go to our church, and I said, well, look, when they came and did my project, they came in with a crew and they came in ready to work. And the lady from our church said, and that's how they came in at our place too. And so we are thankful for their desire to turn your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. If you'd like to see some of their products up close and personal, you don't have to take my word for it. You can visit Space Coast Nursery at 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. It's north of the Barge Canal. It is on the east side of the road. It's right across from Sunset Lakes. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. And we're thankful for Dan and Treasure and their team. They love Jesus, and they are great at what they do, and we're thankful for them believing in the Refresh radio program and helping us to spread the word of God throughout Brevard County. So thank you, Dan, and thank you, Treasure. So today, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. That's all we're going to read today. It's that last verse that brings us to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We're talking about the fact that believers are supposed to be people who love God, who are loved by God, and because they are loved by God and because they love God, they also live a life of love towards those that they find themselves in the midst of. In Paul's case, it was the Corinthians, which was a very ungodly city, and Paul brings the gospel there to such an effective degree that the letters to the Corinthians have been shaping people's lives for thousands of years. So just to recap the first few verses there, he didn't come because he was an amazing speaker, although he did have a tremendous background. By the way, I will say this. Moses was a man who said about himself that he was not very good, he wasn't very eloquent. He thought that his speaking ability would prevent him from fulfilling what God had called him to do, to the point that he argued with God about it, and God said, okay, I know Aaron can speak well. We'll have you use him as your mouthpiece. And at some point in time, Moses' confidence grows to such an extent that you don't ever hear of him after a period of time going through Aaron to be his mouthpiece anymore. The book of Acts describes Moses as a man who is powerful in word and speech. And so please do not limit yourself. If you have an area that you are not tremendously strong in, understand that the God who lives inside of you is tremendously skilled in that skill set, and the Spirit of God can give you supernatural abilities beyond what your natural limitations may be. So Paul said, I wasn't coming there to persuade you with my speaking ability or of the wisdom, and specifically here where he's talking about, he's talking about the wisdom of this world. He said, instead, I was declaring to you the testimony of God, the testimony of God. And so we are very, very thankful. Some translations have that word translated mystery, but I know this, that if God is living inside of you, you have a testimony. If you've walked with God any length of time, you have a testimony. And you and I should be privileged enough to share our testimony with God. Paul said, for I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus and him crucified. That is the essentiality of the message. It is the focal point. And what I mean by that is Jesus is the only way for us to be saved. The crucifixion was a very painful, it was a agonizing way of death. And I've said this before, it was so unprecedented in the type of pain that was inflicted upon the person who was being crucified that they came up with a new term to describe that type of pain, and it means excruciating, which is the pain of the cross. The pain of the cross. And that is absolutely essential for everyone to hear. My wife and I were living in a city after we got married, and Dr. Cho from South Korea came, and we were living in a city that was home to some of the most internationally famous ministries on the planet at that time. And he came. It was a multi-church event. They rented out the largest auditorium that was available, which was not a church. It was, you know, a civic center. I think it sat about 20,000 people. And he came to that, you know, very well-known area filled with all of these tremendous ministries, and he preached a three-point salvation message. And the reason that I remember that, I had already graduated from Bible school at that point in time, and he was the pastor of the world's largest church at that point in time. And I said to my wife, I said, you know, I wonder if we are not guilty of complicating the very simple message of the cross. I wasn't speaking about, you know, just about myself. I was talking about Christianity in America, where everybody's looking for something new. Everybody is looking for some new revelation, something that they can share that will cause them to stand out from other ministries or other churches. And really what is the core function of every believer is to share the message of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul said, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. In other words, he wasn't coming there overbearing. He wasn't coming to minister in such a way that people were going to be intimidated into believing. There have actually been times throughout church history where powerful forces came in, you know, threatened communities, either believe or die, and those are not the way to get the best results. There's a lot of bad things that have gone on that reflected poor understanding of the Word of God, poor understanding of what God wanted to do in situations, and you know, we just want to make sure that we don't do those sorts of things. Paul says, my presentation to you wasn't intimidating from a physical standpoint. Instead, I came to you, and the only thing that I wanted you to see was the power of God working in me. So verse number 4 says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom. I have sat under a number of messages through the years and was really impressed with the presentation that was made, that people have the ability to see things that are clearly in the Word of God right there. Everybody reads them every day and passes over them without too much thought. And yet these people not only see it, but they have the ability to communicate what is in the Word of God in a very effective manner. So Adrian Rogers, who used to pastor First Baptist Church of Merritt Island a long, long time ago, he moved on to Memphis, Tennessee, and he's been with the Lord for a number of years now. He his program aired, right after my program, I believe. So I was sandwiched between Charles Stanley and Adrian Rogers, and I can tell you both of those men were far better preachers than I am. So I wasn't trying to compete with them, but Adrian Rogers had an amazing ability to package the message of that he was preaching in a memorable way. He just had tremendous outlines. There are some people who are very gifted in their ability to communicate in human wisdom, and I'm thankful for that. I tell people that just because you became a Christian does not mean that you checked your brain at the door. In fact, it actually means the opposite. It means because Jesus Christ came into your heart, and greater is he that is within you, and that he renews our minds, and that renewed mind brings transformation in our lives, that we could actually say that our brains are functioning correctly for the first time when we accepted Jesus into our heart and life. So I don't think that we need to dumb down the gospel. I think that we are called to contend for the faith, be ready to give an account for what we believe, and we ought to be able to do so very effectively. So, but Paul said, I wasn't here to appeal to you on human wisdom. And this is where there's a distinction made between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God. For many things in our relationship with Jesus, what Jesus calls us to do is a paradox compared to what the world would tell you to do. If you want to gain your life, you've got to be willing to surrender your life to Jesus. In order to embrace the life that Jesus came for you and I to live, we've got to be willing to set our desires aside so that we can embrace him. He must increase, I must decrease. God, we want your will to be done. And as a result of that, the kingdom of God grows. So Paul says, and it, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So I'm very thankful that we can articulate things, the things of God, in a way that people will understand them. But in chapter 1, verse number 24, it says, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. So there are a couple of tendencies that people have that fall short, in my opinion. One of them is that they, and I'll deal with this in the order it proceeds in verse number 24, that there are people who will focus on the power of God, and they will do so without considering the wisdom of God. And I'm thankful that the power of God, that, you know, he is the authority. He also has the dunamis, the ability to do what needs to be done. And so Paul says here, it was a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So there should be an operation in our life, the power of God. The truth of the matter is this: Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. And some people want to put a period on the power of God operating whenever the scriptures ceased to be written. Thankful for the Word of God, but I am not of the opinion that God has got our hands tied behind our back while we're trying to reach the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, the enemy is operating with every tool, every fiery dart, every scheme, every device, every trap, every pit, trying to get people to never hear or never know Jesus Christ as Lord. So I am not a person that believes that the power of God has stopped to operate in people's lives. So we still believe that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to indwell the lives of believers and to fill people with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is still the coming King. We believe in the power of God. We believe that that it is not exclusive of the wisdom of God, but it's complementary to the wisdom of God. So there are some people who do not acknowledge the power of God. There are others who acknowledge the power of God, and they will do some things that are not spiritually wise. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is the power of God and the wisdom of God are supposed to complement one another. So I don't want the wisdom of God without the power of God. I also don't want the power of God without the wisdom of God. And so there are some people who focus on everything that is done is done by God, but if it's done in the wisdom of God, it's going to align with the Word of God and with the Scriptures. So I am constantly driving everyone I can back to the Word of God so that we can evaluate the things that are done, the things that are said, and we can figure out whether this is of God or whether it is not of God. It is not difficult. If it lines up with the Word of God, we say yay and amen. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then we don't want to have any part of it. They are complementary. And so it is wisdom to function in the power of the Holy Spirit, and it is also wisdom to operate in spiritual wisdom that is greater than human wisdom. Paul writes here in verse number 5 that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So a few weeks ago, there was an article. It was in California, where there was a video that went around. There was a person that was drowning, and the tides were very rough. Now, I will tell you, I went to California several years ago. I don't remember how many years it was, and I've always heard about how beautiful the California beaches and all of that were, and I had a little bit of time in between meetings, so I went down specifically to go to the Pacific Ocean and set my feet in that, went to a very famous beach. They had just finished a volleyball tournament or something there. They had all sorts of volleyball nets set up and a pavilion and everything. And when I took my phone with me, I was standing out in the, about knee-deep water, called my wife, told her I was standing in the Pacific Ocean, and here's what I discovered. The water there is way colder than Florida. And I was like, as soon as I get through talking to you, I'm getting out of this water. I don't want to be here. So this happened to be in California. There was a person who was drowning. Waves are cold. The waves were very, very intense. And this 16-year-old kid puts his skills into use and goes and rescues this lady. I think it was a lady that was drowning. It might have been a little boy. I don't remember that detail. It's been a few weeks. That young man, he was 16. He had all of the training that was necessary for him to be deployed and stationed where he was stationed. But that wisdom wasn't going to benefit that person that was drowning unless that young man went out there and put his skills to use the way that he was trained to do. Fortunately, he was successful. It was quite a harrowing video to watch. I mean, the waves just were relentlessly pounding. And so it was very intense. I think there were about three dozen rescues on that stretch of beach that day. And this one here just happened to be recorded. I tell you that story because if people in Brevard County do not know Jesus, they're drowning. They're drowning spiritually. And the pressure that they are under is relentless. And we want to make sure that the saints in Brevard County are equipped with revelation according to the Word of God. We want to make sure that they're wise, that they're discipled. We want to make sure that they have a passion for the Word. But the passion for the Word should cause us to want to be where Jesus is, and Jesus would be out there functioning in the power of God to bring salvation and deliverance to those who are drowning in the seas of sin. One thing that doesn't necessarily make headlines about that young man is there were other lifeguards that came to make sure that he had backups and he had reinforcements. I'm so thankful for every Bible preaching church in Brevard County, because I don't know which church, I don't know which preacher, I don't know which believer will be able to reach the people who are trapped in addiction or trapped in desperate situations and they don't know that there is a Savior who wants to rescue them. I'm thankful for every Bible preaching church. Let's get out there and take the gospel to those who need it. We want to make the presentation that Jesus is the Savior of the world, that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on the third day, that he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he did that because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That young man was 16 years old, that lifeguard. There's a lot of things he doesn't know, but he knew at that point in time there was one thing he could do. He could help a person who was drowning. And I pray that we will do that in a spiritual sense this week. God bless you. You have a great day. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."